Well, Heathrow is quite subdued at the moment. There are people in arrivals sort of lounging around waiting for flights. I spoke to one woman who had a flight arranged for 10 a.m. this morning, but received an email saying it was cancelled from BA. Now, she said she was kind of really annoyed because she didn't get any more information except that she would have to fly on Tuesday. And then a friend looked up and saw that they'd put on another flight for this afternoon, so she's turned up to catch that one. She's desperate to get back to LAX, so she was quite annoyed. Conversely, there was a flight coming in from Aberdeen where people said, you know, it seemed like business as usual and you wouldn't know there was a strike going on.
Is it possible to know how effective BA has been in maintaining a service to passengers?
The view from the sort of strike HQ, as they're calling it, is that that it's not been so as successful as BA have been saying. They point to the nearby hangar with sort of lines of planes, you know, not being used. And I spoke to one cabin crew member, and she said that the limited service that is being put on includes sort of not having hot meals, things like that. And this was taking place on a flight that was actually full of crew. And she also said that some of the people manning the limited flights were, you know, have had 3 days training. And we've heard that, you know, pilots have been trained up for 3 days to take over some of the duties, whereas normal cabin crew get at least 6 weeks.
What's the mood like on the picket line? I mean, do they feel, the BA workers feel that their strike is solid, that support for the strike is solid among Unite members?
Very, very much so. They're very, very determined and very loud. They feel very much like they've got a lot of support, even from cabin crew who've elected to work. They say that some of those are scared of losing concessions, which, like travel concessions, which they've been threatened with. But there is very sort of clear anti-Willie Walsh sentiment. So although they're against management, very much so against Willie Walsh, who they say is using divide and conquer tactics. And they say that passengers who have been kind of, I suppose, hostile haven't been able to really see their side of the story because they're so scared of talking to the media, because they say staff have been suspended for doing so.
Joe Adetunji in Heathrow. Well, is there any sign of the two sides getting round the negotiating table? Dan Milmo is our transport correspondent.
Well, yesterday we heard Tony Woodley, the Joint General Secretary of Unite, call on BA to get back round the negotiating table. However, as I understood it yesterday evening, there were no moves to get negotiations underway, if only because it's going to be a bit tricky to do that today, because Tony Woodley is going to be touring the picket lines at Heathrow, and Willie Walsh is going to be trying to get the best service possible out of Heathrow and Gatwick, as indeed he was doing at BA's operational HQ yesterday.
Which is right, because I mean, the union's saying that the industrial action has been effective in disrupting the flights, and BA's saying that it's managing to maintain a decent service. Is it possible to determine what's going on?
You could probably say that those comments are identical. Unite has indeed disrupted BA service, because you can't say that operating a two-thirds service is not been disrupted. There are thousands of passengers who have lost out. But nonetheless, BA says it has managed to get two-thirds of passengers away. So you could actually say that they're kind of singing from the same hymn sheet in a way.
And what do you make of these efforts by Unite to get BA board members to intervene?
Well, that's going to be quite a tricky strategy. But Unite certainly has a sense, they've not said it publicly, that perhaps there might be a bit of a split at boardroom level about BA's strategy. BA obviously denies this vehemently. And indeed, Willie Walsh is a strong-willed figure, and it would be difficult to imagine him being overruled by his board, or indeed if he was, for him to accept that.
Now, there's another four-day strike scheduled to start on Saturday, but there's no fresh negotiations timetable between now and then. I mean, what's stopping them getting round the negotiating table? You've explained what's happening today, but what about between now and Saturday?
Well, there's a couple of problems on that front. First and most obviously, Unite has a strike to run. BA has an airline strike-breaking operation to run. So both sides are very much concentrating on the short term right now, and will do today, and probably might not turn their mind to talks until perhaps later today, indeed tomorrow morning. Secondly, this wasn't too long ago, but if we can cast our mind back to Friday afternoon when the talks broke up, it was pretty acrimonious. Both sides were much further apart than indeed they were 10 days before, and that's a big problem. If there's that much distance between them, let's just say they start talking on Tuesday, are they going to start agreeing a deal by Friday, i.e. within 3 or 4 days? I really doubt it.
Now, there's an election looming, obviously. Labour's desperate to end this strike. We know that Gordon Brown's officials have been in touch with Tony Woodley and Unite officials. Is there much that the government can do to try and settle this dispute?
I don't think so. Unless the government's got a superb trade union dispute mediator who they can parachute in and sort out what is actually underneath the surface quite a knotty series of negotiations. So otherwise, all the government can do is position themselves with voters and let it be absolutely clearly known that they don't agree with the strike. They're doing their best to get both sides back around the table and just take it from there.